Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We were honestly debating just letting the entire song play.
It's all be right.
Going to commercial break.
Is this song or us talking better?
I don't know. I got nervous. I pictured Len, you know, on his veranda overlooking the Intracoastal and just, I think something's wrong with the guys. And not knowing who to call. He doesn't have a phone. You know, just kind of on an island. I mean, Solana's starting it off strong there on a Friday. Now, this is a holiday weekend. We're heading into a holiday weekend. I would imagine many offices are closed the way that ours are. Our office is closed at 2, so 3 minutes ago. So we're going to have some fun today. We'll talk some Heat Game 6 tonight. And we're also going to play some of our best of bits because we always enjoy a Friday headed into a holiday weekend and gives us an opportunity to laugh at some stuff and have some fun. So that's what we will do today. Now, this is a huge, potentially Crowder sports weekend. Okay?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we could have a Game 7 on Sunday.
Gigantic. Of the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 7 to go to the dance, the real show.
But the season could also peter out tonight, just kind of into the ether as Friday night, you know, heading into a holiday weekend, and no one will really notice. There's really, it's a very wide cavern that we could cross or fall right into tonight. We don't know.
I warn y'all.
We'll find
out. I'm going to warn y'all, 5 minutes into the show. I am not Guts Crowder. I am Spilkes Crowder. I am Channing Spilkes. I'm the Spilkes guy. I don't think they have a chance.
Heat are 8.5-point underdogs. You just don't think that they have a chance. Based on what you saw in Game 5, and now, listen, if Boston advances or Miami advances, they're going to face a well-rested Golden State team. Golden State's done.
That's balling, too, now. With damn near, what, they have 5 days off?
Boston has, you know, to me, even more incentive to go out there tonight. Now, I'm guessing Solana brought the guts, because I've got the Spilkes as well. Solana, I'm sure you have the guts.
I mean, I slept on it, because yesterday I was unsure, and I will tell you both right now, I have never felt more confident about a Heat victory than I do right now, tonight, Game 6. Jimmy Butler will have a performance for the ages. You thought LeBron's 45 was nice back in 2012. You haven't seen anything yet, Heat Nation.
All right. Okay.
Sounds good.
Are you putting a lot of money on it? How much you want me to put on it for you, Heat, straight up?
I'll get back to you in the break about that one.
Put that on the circle back list.
They were debating on First Take this morning. Can Jimmy Butler be the best player on a championship team? And the panel was, you know, it was Molly moderating it, but it was Stephen A., Tracy McGrady, and Patrick Beverley. And the question, again, can Jimmy Butler be the best player on a championship team? And Stephen A. essentially said Jimmy Butler can be a key component on a championship team. Tracy McGrady said Jimmy could be, but you have to get him another key player. So he could be the best player on the team, but you've got to get him another key player. And Patrick Beverly pretty much said Jimmy has failed in Chicago, Minnesota, and Philly. So, but Patrick Beverly, I think, is trying to carve out this niche. I mean, I don't even think he's trying to consciously carve out a niche. That's his personality. But, you know, and Stephen A's like, well, what are you talking about? They were in the NBA Finals. They made the playoffs every season. They were in the NBA Finals 2 years ago when he came to Miami. And Patrick Beverly said, is he championship team? Has he won a championship? Then no, he failed in Chicago, Minnesota, and Philadelphia.
And it's true. It's true. If he, like Joel Embiid thing, and I know Joel, you know, the whole thing about Jimmy needs another star. We talked about that yesterday. But that would be what Jimmy needs. Jimmy needs a guy that can go out there and get you 30 plus every night with no question. Jimmy's not that guy. Jimmy is not. He is not. We call him Jimmy Buckets. And let's be honest, he's really not a bucket. He really can't go out there and score at will if he wants to.
Yeah, that was kind of Stephen A's point, is that, you know, he can score when he needs to, but it's a grind. It's not like, you know, a Steph Curry that can just shoot 50 without even blinking an eye.
I saw the Clay last night. Man, come on, man. Clay went stupid last night.
I mean, that Golden State team, but I called it at the beginning of the playoffs, if you remember. I said Golden State's going to ride to the NBA Finals in the West without much of a problem.
You can try to trick a listener or two. You ain't tricking me and Solana. You talking about the Mavs got a chance.
Isn't that what I said? Didn't I say Golden State was pretty much going to cruise?
No. Oh, Jack. That's Luka playing out right of his mind. These Mavs got a chance.
I don't know if you guys are right about this. We're going to have some fun on today's show. I promise you we're going to play some best of stuff that'll make you laugh and smile. It's obviously the all over the country this weekend kind of signifies the start of summer. It's a little different here in South Florida because it's always summer. But this is, you know, when you live in a cold weather city, like I grew up in Chicago, you know, this weekend is really like, you know, you feel alive again because summer is here. So we'll have some fun today. Mike Wallace is going to join us from Grind City Media. We love talking hoops with him. Let's start headlines, though, here in the 2 o'clock hour. Headlines with Alejandro Solana, who has brought the guts.
They're oozing out of my body right now. And I'm ashamed of both of you. I've got to be 100% transparent here. I'm a little ashamed of both of you. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in how much of Heat Nation does not have the guts tonight. I mean, I see people talking about just knowing this one's over. I mean, what are we doing? It's the conference finals. They're two games away from the NBA finals. Anything can happen.
Solana, I understand that. It's like when I talk about the Dolphins and we'll go in and I'll do the pregame and they're like, hey, do we have a chance to beat the Patriots? They're, no, they can't beat them this year, like this week. They're not going to do it. And then it's, oh, you're a Dolphin, ex-Dolphin. Yeah, but I'm watching what's going on. I'm watching the injuries. I'm watching the exhaustion of the Heat. And I'm just, this is not an emotional decision, Solana. This is a analytical, you know, eye test decision I'm making. And I have no guts tonight. I think they're going to get run off the damn court.
Now, for me, it's a little bit different. And I have a little bit of shame in admitting this, but I am really excited to see Top Gun tonight, and that's kind of taking away my excitement over the Heat. So I only have a finite amount of excitement to give in one night. My wife can tell you that. And so it's Top Gun for me, boys.
And you being a pilot, Top Gun gets you going because
of course, it's hard for me to enjoy it just as a movie fan because I'll obviously be seeing how the pilots, you know, handle themselves in the cockpit. Obviously, it's, you know, when you're watching a football game and you watch it through a professional's eye, I do the same thing with a Top Gun movie. But I'll do my best to enjoy it.
Swear to God, I get on my flight last night, which is delayed like all the rest of my flights leaving New York or leaving anywhere. I'm the delay guy. If you're on my flight, you're in trouble. And I look in that cockpit, Hawk, and I see all those I see all those buttons and switches and levers and levers and lights. And I said, Hawk would have a heart attack if he sat in this chair.
We have an intercom system in my house when we moved in. There's four buttons on it. I've never had the guts to try to intercom someone in another room because I don't have the patience to figure out the four buttons. So, yeah, I don't think I would do as well as I think I would do.
Listen, did anybody think Rocky would beat Apollo Creed? Did anybody think...
Well, he lost to him in the first movie. I don't know if you saw it, but Apollo won.
Well, what about in Rocky III, when Rocky overcame everybody's doubts and he took down Apollo Creed? Did anybody think the U.S. had a chance...
He didn't fight Apollo Creed in Rocky III.
That was Clubber Lang, wasn't it?
Did anybody think that the U.S. had a chance in the Miracle on Ice against the Soviets? Did anybody think that Dennis Quaid would get to his son in New York City in the day after tomorrow? I don't think so. Played by...
Jake Gyllenhaal.
By the way, I don't think so. I'm tired of the naysayers. Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat will go into Boston and prove they have the guts tonight. Book it.
Who played that role again?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's his name, ain't it?
Excellent. That was reminiscent of the Independence Day speech by Bill Paxton.
It's almost July 4th, baby. I can't
Solana's
wait.
I've never seen a Rocky movie. You've never seen a Rocky movie.
I
guaranteed.
Didn't. I've never seen a Rocky movie. I tried to use something there that you could both relate to. Clearly, my research on Twitter did not suffice.
All right. What do you have for the headlines?
Game 6 tonight, 8:30. Game 7 is Sunday at 8:30.
All right, very good. Let's hope there's a game 7. Now, I'll be honest with you. They get through tonight, I'll have all the guts in the world on Sunday. Game 7 at FTX Arena, all the guts in the world.
I'm with you 100%.
Yep.
If they beat Boston in Boston tonight to go 3-3, Solana, I will pour the guts like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yep.
Whatever the hell we're talking about.
Jake
I would
Gyllenhaal,
have everything in Sunday.
Jake Gyllenhaal. All right.
I'd have it loaded up Sunday, but right now I have no confidence.
I'll be
and I'm
there.
Focused on Top Gun.
I'll be there Sunday night, win or lose at FTX Arena.
So you are going to be you are going to be at FTX Arena Sunday night, win or lose.
In white.
All right, excellent. There you go. That's why Solana's got the guts. He's going Sunday. He doesn't care if the Heat are going. He's going.
Who's producing the show Monday? Because they're going to arrest him.
What are you talking about? They don't go anywhere near the guy with the guts. They make a perimeter.
If there's no Game 7 and he tries to get into that arena, they are
arresting
him.
No, no, he's just going to stand outside with his funky Buddha and his white shirt. Let me in. Let me in.
Get a cup and ask for change. That'd be way more productive.
Well, Jimmy Butler over under on points tonight is 22.5. That's low.
I can't say over.
Well, of course not. He's playing on one knee.
Yeah, and he scored 9.
And 6 before that.
What's Bam's? I think Bam has to prove something tonight. Win or lose.
I had a nickel for every time I said, I think Bam's got to prove something tonight. 16.5 is Bam.
That seems so low. But Robert Williams, who is Robert Williams? Who is this guy?
Bam's kryptonite.
All right, so there's no lineup changes for the Heat tonight, by the way. Eric Spoelstra said that earlier today when he spoke to the media. And Tyler Hero is, quote, doing everything he possibly can to play tonight. Boston, an 8.5-point favorite.
Somebody tweets at me and Crowder and just says, gutless cowards. Mm-hmm. And I can't deny that. I think it's a fair tweet. Kane Gang 85. I think it's a fair tweet.
I'm going to find him now, and I'm going to give him the praying hands.
The Warriors, they advanced to the NBA Finals. As you mentioned, they won 120 to 110. They covered last night, and Luka did not hit the over.
Mm-hmm. That's what I told you.
They choked Luke out in that first half. Goodness gracious.
Canes baseball, they play Wake Forest at 3 p.m. today. Their second game of the year, of their AC tournament pool play. ACC tournament pool play. Wow.
AC tournament. They're in an air conditioning tournament. Very hot out. It's very hot.
Los Marlins.
Start of summer. You talked about it. Start of summer.
Begin a 3-game series in Atlanta tonight, 7:20 p.m. Go ahead. It's the first segment. I mean, we have 4 hours for you idiots to make a mistake as well.
The AC tournament. Let's go.
Tomorrow.
Brought to you by Error on the Clock. Let's go. We don't sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. We have Joe Rose sing Air on the Clock.
Champions League final. Liverpool will play Real Madrid at 3 p.m. And then Inter Miami, they host the Portland Timbers at 8 p.m. in Fort Lauderdale.
All right, very good.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. It is a gorgeous afternoon in South Florida. Tonight, the lows, they're going to drop into the mid to upper 70s. That is your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Arriba, pa' bajo, pa' centro, pa' entro.
Arriba, banana, Rodrigo, arepa.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Some people want to hear the racetrack bit again. We just did it, so I can't replay that right now. We have a fun one for you here, though, because it's Memorial Day weekend. Crowder told us earlier he'll be grilling this weekend. A lot of people will be grilling this weekend. This is a while back. It was last year, Father's Day, and I went and brought home Bobby Rubino's for my family, which has since closed. There was one Bobby Rubino's in South Florida left on in Pompano Beach. I think there's one up in like Fort Pierce or something. That's the last one. But we were talking about ribs. Remember, we brought Carlos Frias on from the Miami Herald, talk about ribs. And, of course, Aronde Gadsden wanted to weigh in, and this is the famous, your clothes got to be smoky if you're out there barbecuing. Crowder and OG going back and forth as to who's the better pit master. So here is our ribs conversation. I'm sure a lot of people will be grilling them up this weekend. Here's our ribs conversation with Aronde Gadsden. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Aronde Gadsden, former wide receiver for the Dolphins. Now, he and I are kindred spirits when it comes to food, usually. Yeah. And yesterday, as my great Father's Day rib debate was taking place on Twitter, I asked Aronde if he wanted to weigh in. Now, we talked about this in the 2 o'clock hour today when Carlos Frias came on with us, the food writer for the Miami Herald. So we're talking about ribs on my Twitter yesterday because I went to Bobby Rubino's first time in 30 years. I wanted to do that for Father's Day. I brought it home. We didn't go there. So I texted Aranda. I asked if he wanted to weigh in. And he texted me back a picture of some ribs that he was currently cooking and said, yeah, I want to weigh in. And then I showed the picture of the ribs to Crowder. And Crowder said OG should not be allowed to weigh in because, and I quote, those are burnt ass, dry ass looking ribs. So, Aranda, you come into this conversation with baggage. Crowder already does not respect your rib opinion.
But this is the point. And I can be the equalizer here because I've watched the movie before and I can fix what you guys have already messed up already. Going, getting back to the rib situation, he has to understand, I don't think Crowder knows the difference between, I had showed you a rack of ribs, which I did, and maple brown sugar. They are caramelized color, but the other one is a beef rib. He had to cook that kind of like a brisket, so it has to be a little burnt on the outside for the inside to be tender. When you leave it in there for that long period of time, the outside's going to be burnt because of the seasoning and everything I do, but I know he doesn't understand that. You know, he's a beer guy.
OG, well, we can get into it. I get my ribs. I take off the membrane off the back of the rib, the one that holds the intestines and all inside. I love my ribs, OG. I love my ribs like a child.
I had a pork rib. I had a pork rib, and I had a beef rib. The beef rib has to be a little bit more burnt than the pork rib.
But it don't have to be burnt, OG. It can just be cooked more. Put it away from the fire and let the smoke get to it, OG. You letting the fire get to it. You got to let the smoke get to it.
You cooking your ribs on that little red, the first
tailgate,
grill you buy.
The tailgate one.
Yeah, the tailgate red one with the bubble top. You cooking your ribs on that.
You're on a Kirkland grill. You got the Kirkland grill.
Yeah. And listen, I like
you
the
got
cold.
My
like
first grill. You went out and bought my first grill.
your grill got three legs on it. That's the problem. Well, if you got a grill with three legs, you trying to cook more than hot dogs and hamburgers, you might have an issue. if your grill got three legs and two little wheels, little trainer wheels, then you got it.
Damn, I need to upgrade, OG. I appreciate it.
Tell him, because I want to give you your props, Aranda. Where are you from? Where did you grow up? Because you've told us before, and I'm guessing you spent some time on the grill.
Charleston, South Carolina. And so there we do chitlins. We cook the whole pig, everything from the rooter to the tooter. We got pig feet. We doing everything, chitlins. We cooking, we doing everything, making the bacon. We put them in the hot water. We scalding them. We taking the hair off. We doing everything. We catching our own chickens. We wringing the neck. We doing it all.
And do y'all burn all the meat or just the beef ribs?
not all the meat, but the beef rib is one big rib, man. You're not understanding, man. See, where you from? Where you from? That's the issue. You went to Florida. When you went to the swamp, they kind of mixed you up a little bit. But all right, I got you.
I got my Atlanta back is where I first started barbecuing, and then I would be central to South Florida with my barbecue, man, with the wood chunks, not the charcoal. OG, you got to have your wood in there to get your...
It sounds to me like OG understands
wood,
this more than you do.
Do you soak your wood, or you just put the chips in there from...
Nope, you got to soak your wood. But if you don't, OG, it'll catch on fire. You don't want them to catch on fire.
That's what I'm asking you. That's all I'm asking you, brother. That's all I'm asking you. I'm not talking about your grill right now. I'm just asking what you do with your wood, man.
I soak my wood overnight, OG. I soak my wood.
Okay, all right.
I am so outclassed in this conversation.
My sauce gonna be. I like the gold sauce. You know what I'm saying? The yellow sauce. You probably from here. You a red sauce kind of guy. You know what I'm saying?
What? I can do the mustard based sauce, but OG, you need sauce because OG, my ribs don't need sauce. There's so much flavor through the marinade and the seasoning. You put sauce on it, and you're actually taking flavor away from my ribs with sauce.
So you marinate your ribs what, 3 hours that same day? Like, you got up yesterday morning and said, I'm gonna cook the ribs at 10 o'clock, and then by 4 o'clock they done?
Overnight. I got a drawer in the bottom of my refrigerator, OG, that I get my slabs, and I put them in a big garbage bag, and I put so many seasons and onions and garlic cloves and all in there, and Italian dressing is my little secret. And I put them in there and I let them...
Okay, ooh. I know. I fished it out of there. That's your secret, Italian dressing.
OG,
nobody from the South put no Italian dressing on their ribs. Let me tell you that.
Because y'all don't know how to make ribs. And then y'all get all that acidity. You get all that acidity, OG.
Someone needs my information. Acidity.
And the juices is in there, OG. My ribs is so juicy, sometimes they'll put the fire out. There's so much beautiful juice and flavor coming out of my ribs.
Been down on the coals. Okay, I got you, man. Listen, man.
Does it sound like he knows what he's doing? I mean, does it sound like he knows what he's doing, OG?
You know what I'm saying? Sound like. He probably still wrapping them in aluminum foil. But, you know, we're going to work with him.
I don't know what happened here. Rhonda Gadsden, former Dolphins receiver, has joined us. I was going to ask you about Tony Romas and Bobby Rubino's and Flanagan's, I don't know what just happened here.
Because Channing going to come inside not smelling like a bit of smoke. He's going to be like, I got my ribs. They ready. You don't smell like no smoke, though. If your clothes ain't smoky, then you ain't cook no ribs, man. Clothes gotta be smoky, man. Your clothes gotta be smoky.
It's like walking to somebody's house and seeing they cook the ribs on a gas grill. That's the It's time to leave, OG.
Well, how do you feel? I like when I was told earlier in the show by Carlos Frias, the Herald food critic, that I have a simple palate, a juvenile palate, because I like ribs that are slathered in barbecue sauce. Crowder doesn't even put sauce on his ribs.
You're from Chicago. So
that is true.
Listen, I like it slathered in sauce. I don't like sauce on the ribs, but I would like to have the option of having two sauces on the side. One's going to be mustard-based, golden, because I'm from South Carolina. The other one can be whatever you like. I like it to be a little spicy, little barbecue sauce, but I like to dip my ribs if I want to. But if you don't, if you don't have sauce on them and they taste good, like Channing says his is, but I'll go with that. But no sauce. I'm on the no sauce side.
But this is my thought, fellas. You dip a chicken nugget. You dip a chicken tender. Do you dip a Chilean sea bass? Do you dip a good T-bone steak? When you make something to perfection, you don't need no dip. You dip chicken nuggets, OG.
Well, talking about chicken nuggets, the best ribs probably – the McRib from McDonald's, be quite honest.
There you go.
If you really want to know.
There we go.
You know, when I see the sign that say the McRib, I'm stopping.
That's
immediately.
Right.
The little pickle.
Preach.
The little pickle on that thing. Listen. I like
now, wait a second.
I want the box. I want it.
Wait a second. You leave the pickle on the McRib?
Yeah, I do. I like the pickle. I gotta find it. I don't know whether it's on the left side or the right side, but I like that one pickle.
Sometimes the sauce is so thick on the McRib, you gotta go digging for the pickle.
Sometimes they put the pickle under the whole McRib, like it's on the bottom bread. I don't like it like that. I take the bread off. I find the pickle. I place it where I want it in the first bite, because that's how you get a good bite of the McRib. Now, you know, McRib only sold for a short period of time, so you got to get in there and get that McRib
It's like driving by Krispy Kreme and they got the hot now sign
on.
If I see the little letters underneath the big McDonald's sign, McRib is back.
You know, they never have it spelled correctly. They're missing the R or the B.
Right.
You know,
the McBurr is back.
I got my McRib one time in the wrapper. Like, they done wrapped it, like, they don't have the box. We out of boxes. Can I give you the McRib? Yep, give it to me and then wrap it up. Like a Whopper. Wrap it.
You can get double meat. I got you get double meat on the McRib, OG. You can get double meat.
What? You can get a double rib. I don't think I can make it through the bread and a double rib. I don't think I can make it through.
Right on the box, though. If they just wrap it in that paper, it does not taste as good as if it doesn't come out of that McRib box.
If it don't come out that, it got to come out the McRib box. Like, I don't want it. It's in the paper. No, going to the next McDonald's.
But you'll leave and go if they don't got the box.
Yeah, no, if they out of boxes, I don't want the McRib. It don't taste the same. It tastes different. It tastes so different. So different. I don't know what it is they got in that box. They might have got some nitric oxide or something in that box. Some box make the rib taste so good.
What about fried ribs? Something else. I'm torn on OG. I'm torn on these fried ribs, man.
Listen. Listen, them fried ribs hard to make. My boy, you know, our boy Donnell Bennett makes some good fried ribs, but I feel like my arteries may not take it if I hadn't. Like, I know I'm going there. I got to do some laps. I do some running. I drink some water for 2-3 days. But you fry a rib, boy. They good now. They good. But, boy, yeah. Your arteries, boy, you need a pump. Need a pump after that.
Goodness. Aronde Gadsden, former Dolphins receiver.
Hawk, have you had a fried rib before?
So I don't think so. We were talking about it earlier, and someone texted in that Trick Daddy's restaurant makes fried ribs. And then I think they were telling us Twin Peaks. Did you tell me Twin Peaks, Crowder, makes the fried ribs?
I don't think
I've ever had fried ribs. I mean, are they noticeably crispier?
Yeah. Drop them in that thing. That thing flash fried. They drop them in there. They fry them. Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
And they're single. You can't get a slab of fried ribs.
Fried ribs are always single. They single. They always come one rib. Can I get one rib? That's all they come in. They come one rib at a time.
You know how much for just one rib?
You know who should have fried ribs? Tucker Dukes. I did a lunchbox place.
Tucker Dukes. There we go.
They should have a fried rib on their menu.
That'll be my next menu item.
They got to get Jeremy and Slammy in that kitchen. You get Jeremy and Slammy in the kitchen, you can make
there
some ribs.
You go. Yeah, you're going to get all type of stuff. The riblets, you know, the little falling pieces off the rib. You're going to get the riblet sandwich. You're going to get them rib tip sandwich. That's what I like.
Rib
I like
tips.
The burnt little part. Yeah, them rib tips.
They're not bad.
Yeah, that make a good sandwich right there the next day. Ooh, put them on some white bread. Got to be white bread, soft in the middle. Yeah.
Now, what if you went to somebody's barbecue and they had Kirkland ribs?
No bueno. like you know how you find out? You're like, hey, man, you going to the house. Hey, how y'all doing? Happy Father's Day, blah, blah, blah. And you get you a drink. Boom. The water, you twist the cap off, you go to the trash can, throw the cap away, and then you see the little plastic from the ribs, and it say Kirkland ribs, and you'd be like, yo, oh, man, you know what happened? My keys, they in the car, I got to go, I'll be right back. Get hit it.
You know, I think I just tested positive. I better get out of here. I'm in quarantine.
You got some COVID ribs over there, man. We gotta go, man.
God. All right. Did we cover any ground here with Aronde?
Yeah, we covered a lot of stuff. We covered the McRib. We covered that Channing cook ribs and don't smell smoky when he come back in the house. We covered a lot of
that. My grill got 3 legs on it and 2 wheels.
Your grill got training wheels.
Let me just see if I understand this correctly. OG, you are saying that Crowder, let's say he pulls some shorts and T-shirt out of the wash, so they smell like bounce and fabric softener. He smells delicious. He goes out. He spends the entire afternoon at the grill. When he walks back in the house, he still smells like bounce.
He smell like outside, but outside bounce. Yeah, he don't smell like smoke at all. Whatsoever. He's still tucked in and everything. His shirt's still tucked in, everything. No sauce, no nothing on his clothes, no nothing.
I could cook ribs in a 3-piece suit, is what you're telling me.
If you took the jacket off, man, you'd be clean as a whistle when you want to go to church, man.
So when you're grilling, though, OG, when you're grilling, you walk back inside, you are covered. You went to war.
Listen, boy, you got to take them clothes off. Because you know if you're a cook, if you're a real cook now, you tasting while you cooking. So you got to make sure everything, I take me a little piece off the edge and might have me a little one rib over there sitting, make sure it's nice and tender falling off the bone. So I had a little bit to eat. You know what I'm saying? So I need to come and take them clothes off and then go take jump in the shower and come back down and change. But everybody, by the time I come back down, they'd be like, hey, you cooked them ribs? Yeah, I cooked them ribs. See, they don't say that when Channing cooked the ribs. Because he right there. He don't ever leave. He right there. He bring them and sit them on the counter and sit down and everything is all right.
All right. There you go. Excellent job, Aronde Gadsden. As always, a delight. Now everyone knows why we had Aronde Gadsden a couple weeks ago. Oh, all right, OG.
Try to get more of that. Hey, man, y'all stay safe, man. Glad to hear y'all back in action, man. Good to hear you.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah, how much for one rib?
Hawk and Crowder.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, 4 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder. The countdown is on. We are just 3.5 hours away from me seeing Top Gun. 4.5 hours away from you guys watching the Heat.
I was doing the math in my mind. I was like, I don't think he's right on this one.
I couldn't get anybody to bite on my hook. I thought I had cast a perfect lure, and I couldn't get any bites on my hook. Anyway.
You're more excited about Top Gun.
You're more excited about Hop Gun. I know you're more excited about Hop Gun and Funky Buddha than
Memorial Day weekend. I have cases ready.
I'm telling you, Day weekend, if you don't have a case of Funky Buddha something in your refrigerator, you're doing it wrong. Then your clothes ain't smoky.
your clothes ain't smoky, man.
Yeah, your clothes ain't smoky. There's a line change on the Heat-Celtics game. It's gone down to 8. So the Heat now are 8-point underdogs. They were 8.5-point underdogs at the beginning of the show. We're playing some best of bits. I mean, we haven't had a chance to play a ton of them. Just one, because we're too busy yapping here. But I'd like to play some more. Speaking of casting a line, I really want to play a fishing segment that we did, and it's not going to bore you. I know you hear fishing segment. No. It's Crowder on a fishing trip. This sounds so absurd. Crowder on a fishing trip with Solana and Dan Day. I mean, if that's not the plot to Gilligan's Island, then I don't know what is. But
I go fishing 30-40 times a year, and this was one of the most interesting trips I've ever been on.
We turned it into a game show on the radio. I imagine a lot of people will be out on the water this weekend, not just in South Florida, but all over the country. A lot of people will be out on the water. I want to play this fishing trip game show we did. Let's do headlines here, though. Start out the 4 o'clock hour. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Tonight in Boston, Game 6, Heat, Celtics, 8:30 p.m. tip-off.
All right, you can hear the game tonight on 790 The Ticket.
I just told you the line has changed. It is 8 right now. And, you know, hopefully they can surprise everybody. Jimmy Butler over under on points, 22.5. Bam Adebayo over under on points. What was it earlier? Was it 17.5 or 18.5?
16.5.
It was 16.5?
Yeah,
okay,
I wrote it down.
It's still 16.5, but right now it's plus 100. It's even money. Earlier in the show, it was minus 125. So, I don't know. Take that for what it's worth. If you do like the Bam over tonight, Crowder, this would be a good time for us to put it in because it's at even money instead of minus 125.
Can you promise me he shoots 20 times?
No, I can't. I don't know what to think about this series anymore. I really don't. I'm so confused. I saw Ira Winderman, and Solana's been reporting it all day, but Ira Winderman wrote in the Sun Sentinel, despite point guard Kyle Lowry being limited to a balky hamstring and despite a shooting slump by guard Max Strus, Miami Heat coach Eric Spoelstra said after his team's morning shoot-around, there would be no lineup change for tonight's Eastern Conference Game 6 at TD Garden. These are tough decisions. We're going with that lineup, Spoelstra said. It's been a really successful lineup. Spoelstra also said, according to Ira's article here in the Sun Sentinel, this is a fast-moving series, and that happens with two competitive teams. Who can get to who can get to their strengths more often, who can get the other team out of their strengths. It's a fine line between doing those things and making adjustments, but that's part of the deal. So, and then Ira writes, less certain is the reserve rotation with Tyler Hero having missed games 4 and 5 with the groin strain. So that we still don't know about, right, Solana? Have you seen anything on Tyler Hero?
I have not. As you mentioned, it's just he's going to do everything possible he can to play tonight.
Yeah. If he starts this backcourt like we've seen it, he better have a quick trigger on him, though.
That's what I think. I think that that he starts them, but if it's pretty apparent early on, either that Max Strus can't hit a shot still or that Kyle Lowry just doesn't have anything, I think he goes right to the bench. I think he goes right to the bench.
Did y'all see the video of the Heat getting off the bus and Kyle Lowry walking into the hotel?
I saw someone comment on it, but I haven't watched the video yet.
Bro, he's limping just walking off a bus.
Really?
Yeah, but was he limping or did he have a wedgie? I'm not sold on it yet. Well, I mean, we know about what Kyle's packing, right? Like, we know
right,
he's got a
right.
big... Yeah.
A wedgie, that's not a small problem with him.
Right, well, for us, for one of us, you know, you got a wedgie, pick it real quick, no problem. But for Kyle, this could be like a minute, 2 minute process.
He needs an athletic trainer to help him.
He needs the jaws of life.
Hey, Tim, get the top. I got the bottom.
Hold on. I'm watching the video now. Will Manso from Local 10 has tweeted it out. Is he one of the first off the bus or one of the last?
I think because he's Will, after Jimmy.
Will even writes.
Yeah, he's right. He comes after Jimmy. Jimmy's first, and then he's like the third one.
I just saw Oladipo, so I'm way at the end. Let me just watch the beginning. Oh, now you can hear it. Hold on. I'll turn my sound off. There's Jimmy. Oh yeah, that I don't. There's no way that's a limp. That I think Solana's right. Solana's right. Either
it's a wedgie.
It could be that. Sometimes things get stuck.
Right.
Yeah. I. There's no. It looks like he can barely walk.
Yeah, because he can barely play. Look at him, man. I'm watching it right now.
No, I think Solana's right.
He's
I think that's a wedgie, or that's you want to start. You know, you start. Sometimes you got to dig in the crotchal area to straighten things out.
Yeah.
But he realized he just got off the bus. There's a million cameras. He's gonna be inside in a few steps. So yeah, there's no way that's him.
My dad is here right now. Big Randy's here. He had double knee replacements and a hip done, and he walks better than what Kyle looked like getting off
that's
that
what
bus.
I'm saying. There's something going on there that's not a...
Yeah. Injury. Injury's going on.
No
injury.
Chance. His leg is asleep. Something. There's no chance that's a limp.
My favorite part...
You can see it on Will Manso's Twitter, by the way, at Will Manso on Twitter.
My favorite part about this video that I feel like a lot of people didn't even notice because everybody's so focused on Kyle Lowry's limp when it's obviously just a wedgie, is general manager in the first couple seconds of that video. Andy Ellisberg is just standing there in the background and just like staring off into I don't know what. And he's hard to miss. You know, he's a big dude, really big dude.
Let me see.
Watch he got to get some buttons on. He got to get some buttons on his polo.
Yeah, you're right. Andy Ellisberg is almost standing like a fan. Like he absolutely could be walking in with the team.
Yeah.
Low-key security there by Andy Ellisberg. Let's see. Dwayne Dedman gets off.
Think he's now, out for the season.
Why does Dwayne Dedman go the opposite direction than everyone else?
He got a bad one over there. Probably.
Hello. Good to see you again.
Forgot his tools.
1203. Room 1203.
There's Victor Oladipo walking off. Gabe Vincent. Duncan. All right. Yeah, that's definitely not a limp by Kyle Lowry. Something's up there in the crotchal area.
Maybe sat on a pack of Trident on the bus. I don't know.
What's in his pants? Eric Spoelstra? Did y'all watch how he's walking?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
That's what goes in my mind when I watch this video.
Solana didn't walk that poorly after the ACL surgery.
ACL doesn't make you walk like that.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. That's what I'm saying. There's something awry, and it's not his.
You know what I'm betting? I'm betting the Kyle Lowry under. Going on Prize Picks right now. Make me some money.
All right. What do you have in the headlines, Solana?
Game 7, by the way, when the Heat win tonight, will be Sunday at 8:30 p.m.
All right. I hope you're right.
The NBA Finals does begin next Thursday, June 2nd. First team to punch their ticket to the big dance, the Golden State Warriors. They won.
Right, so we already know it'll be Heat and Warriors. We already know the opponent.
Yep. Okay. Unless you asked Draymond Green on the TNT broadcast last night.
He said Boston.
Bum.
You want to know what the lines would be, by the way, from BetOnline? These are NBA Final look-ahead lines from BetOnline. If it is Celtics and Warriors, the Warriors are a -155 favorite for the series. And if it is Heat and Warriors, the Warriors are a -210 favorite for the series.
Is it advantageous for us to bet the Warriors now, no matter who they play?
To be quite honest, yes. I do believe you would get better money right now. Let me see if that future is up. That's a good.
Yeah, because I don't think either one of these teams can play with the Warriors.
Boy, they look good, huh?
Yeah, and they hit their stride at the right time. Like, you saw them getting stronger and stronger throughout the playoff series.
Warriors to win the NBA championship right now is -145. Warriors will not win the NBA championship is +110.
Put me nine units on the Warriors.
Celtics to win the NBA Finals right now are +120. And the Miami Heat to win the NBA championship right now, the Miami Heat are +2,500.
Yeah. Sounds about right. For real, man. I'm in. If you want to go Warriors win the championship now, I'm 100% in.
Did you refer to the NBA Finals, Solana, as the big dance?
I did.
All right. Josh Appel, Marlins PA announcer, Jim Nance Award winner, pointing out on our text thread here that no one calls the NBA Finals, and I believe he's right. Nobody calls it the big dance.
Yeah, I disagree with that. Also, I would like Josh Appel to hold his a little bit longer when he's announcing Greg Cooper is at the plate. Okay. He should focus on his own.
If he announced Greg Cooper because the dude's name is Garrett Cooper. But other than that, you nailed your insult.
Is Greg Cooper former Canes running back that I get him confused?
They're gonna sign when they sign Greg. He got you, Solana.
but your point was well taken.
Yeah. I'll transition now to some Marlins headlines. as they begin a three-game series in Atlanta. 7:20 p.m. is your first pitch tonight versus the Bravos.
All right.
You have a big soccer weekend coming up. Champions League final is tomorrow. Liverpool will play Real Madrid. That's a 3 p.m. kickoff.
Okie doke.
And then at 8 p.m. tomorrow night in Fort Lauderdale, Inter Miami, they're hosting the Portland Timbers.
Very good.
Just checking the Canes score really quickly. Right now, looks like the last tweet from Canes Baseball's Twitter account, because I can't find the live score.
that's how you're getting the score?
Just doing a little research. Looks like it's Wake Forest 6, Miami 1 in the ACC.
Doesn't Steven
tournament.
Know? Wasn't Steven watching the game? Jimmy, if Jimmy was there, he'd be watching the game.
Yeah, 6-1 right now. Wake Forest leads the 3-seed Miami Hurricanes in the ACC tournament.
And they lost Wednesday, too.
They did.
In the ACC tournament.
Yeah, it's pool play, so losing both games, probably not advantageous.
Yeah, probably not. Even if it wasn't pool play, it's probably not advantageous.
Finally, guys, this is interesting. Tony Montana from Scarface, he was named after 49ers quarterback Joe Montana.
That true?
Yeah.
Huh.
Wow. Right. Like the
by who? By like Brian De Palma? Yeah, I guess like.
Well, I think De Palma hired Oliver Stone to write the script, and I believe it was Stone's favorite athlete. Period.
Huh. I did not know that. All right. Very good. Anything else, Solana?
Taught us something today.
Yeah. If it's true, we don't know if it's true, so he may have taught us something. He may not.
Did you get this research off of Twitter?
Yeah, Greg Cooper tweeted it.
This Greg is taking over.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Right now, partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows, they'll drop into the mid-70s, around 82 degrees currently. That's your weather.
All right. So heat tonight on 790, The Ticket. You'll get an extended pregame show with Alejandro Solana beginning at 6 p.m. this evening on 790, The Ticket. Heat right now, 8-point underdogs this evening. So we're giving you a hybrid Hockman and Crowder. Canes are down 6-2, a couple of texters say. Hybrid Hockman and Crowder, best of and regular live show. We're just kind of meandering through a holiday Friday. And I want to play a segment for everybody that has to do with Crowder fishing with Solana and Dan Day. I could have told you it was going to be a disaster. I mean, just from describing it. But.
Get back to the dock, please.
We ended up turning it into a game show. I'm sure a lot of people will be out on the water this holiday weekend. We turned it into a game show. This was a couple of years ago. We're going to do that for you in a moment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Young boy, take it easy. Weight room is essential. You got to get in that weight room.
Hawk and Crowder.
I'm imagining, Crowder, you still have very, very mixed memories about your fishing trip with Solana and Dan Day.
I have very vivid memories.
I will tell you something about Crowder. Crowder loves to go fishing with anybody. You really do. There are people, when we're out doing an event, people go, oh, Crowder, they'll come up to him. He's never met him before. I've got this fishing boat. I'd love to go fishing with you. And Crowder will give them his number. And then three weeks later, Crowder will go, oh, yeah, I'm going fishing this weekend. Remember that guy that came up to us at the food truck? And I'll be like, really? You're going fishing with him? He loves going fishing with people.
It's my weakness. Like, you know, when you're spitting game and try, you know, talking to a woman or talking to a man, whatever it is, like, if you say fishing to me, you got me. Yes.
That's it.
You need my number?
Yeah, but, like, I love gambling. I love going to a casino. But if somebody came up to me and said, hey, Hawk, you want to go to Hard Rock this weekend and we'll play some blackjack? Like, no. Nah, maybe I'll run into you. And when I say people, I'm talking about Solana and Dan Day. Like, nah, I'm good.
Next time we're in studio, I'll show you my phone. If I type into my contact search list fishing,
70 contacts pop up, and it'll be fishing Hard Rock, fishing the Flanagans, fishing Twin
Just
Peaks.
A guy that you met at one of those places.
Fishing Twin Peaks 2, fishing Twin Peaks 3. Like, I have fishing off through it, and when I want to go fishing, I'll just start calling them randomly. I don't know when I met them.
Amazing. Well, so Crowder was going on a fishing trip. He invited Solana and Dan Day. And then we still had our show at that time was me, Crowder, Solana, Dan Day, and Jay Figg. And so we turned it into a game show, what really happened on this fishing trip. And this will be today's Gone Fishing with Channing Crowder. Usually Crowder gives you a piece of fishing advice, but today Gone Fishing will be an actual fishing trip where people went fishing with Channing Crowder. It's brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. The FWC encourages boaters to find a comfortable life jacket and always wear it while boating. So here it is. We did it on the air the day after these these numbskulls came back from their fishing trip. The Hockman and Crowder Fishing Trip Game Show. All right. We're going to learn a little bit here and play a little game. Jen Figueroa checking in. Hello, Jen.
Hello.
You ready to learn a little bit? We've got a text thread with all of us going, so we kind of knew that they were all fishing together on Sunday. And so Jen and I, and we were like viewing it from afar. But we don't know much about the trip, right, Jen? Like, you're like, so I'm going to give you factoids, although they might be falsoids, as you were pointing out to me during the commercial break, because a factoid would connote that they're all facts. Some of these are made up. But before we get to that, so explain to me, Solana, because I did not include this in the factoids, explain to me how the trip started. Because was Dan picking you up, or was he coming to your house for you to drive then?
So I live in Kendall. We were, how would you say, Crowder, making port? What's it called? Making
making port?
Yeah.
Making port? What are you, a midshipman?
I don't know what you and Dan did Friday, Saturday night, but Sunday morning we just got on the boat. All we did was get on the boat Sunday morning.
Making port. Already I could see he's an annoying boat guest.
Yes.
Like, yes, you were getting on the boat. We're making port. Making
just by
port.
His bucket hat, you knew stuff went down.
Oh, whoa.
I'm sorry. I barely
you dumped that, Solana?
I dumped it. Dan Day dumped that Thank as well God. Over there.
All right.
My bad. All right. Radio professional.
Yes,
Jen
do that,
Figueroa.
Radio professional.
I didn't finish
it's
the word.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Exactly.
So
we were making port about 6:15 yeah. Sunday morning, I guess. Yes.
So Dan Day, I didn't want Dan Day to have to drive because he doesn't live as close as I do. I'm about an hour away from down in the Keys where we were leaving from. And I told Dan, drive to my house. If we leave around 4:50, 5 a.m., we should be good to be there right on time at 6:15. So I texted him like, hey, you on your way? No answer from Dan Day, which is very typical. And then at around 4:55, he calls me. And I'm like, oh, okay, must be outside or whatever. And he's like, hey, do you live in some warehouses? Because I'm outside.
I was in some warehouses behind a vape shop.
I was like, no, where are you? He's like, don't you live in Kendall? I'm in Cutler Bay. I'm like,
How
Cutler Bay?
Just such a great question. Do you live in some warehouses? I'm outside.
And
all right, so there you go.
But really quickly, I'm like, Dan, no, you know I live in Kendall. Like, Cutler Bay is nowhere near me. He's like, all right, I'll be right there. I'm like, no, well, clearly... You're, like, I need to give you a different address or something because clearly, like, you're not going to be right here. He's like, all right, okay, I'll be right there. Like, very confused. I'm like, Dan, I'm going to send you another address. Come to this one. So I sent him the address to, like, the Publix next to my house. And then we were able to figure it out. So that's how the trip started off.
It just went downhill from there.
And I did tweet out, and we'll put it up on Instagram, put it on the 790 and the 560 Instagram, Solana, during the next commercial break, so you could see the pictures of Crowder, Solana, and Dan on the fishing trip. A question I got from when I posted it on Instagram last night on my Instagram account, Dan, I got a lot of direct messages from people asking if you were going to a Dave Matthews concert, if you thought you were going somewhere and then just a fishing trip broke out because you were wearing flannel and like looked like heavy shorts almost. Was that your fishing attire?
Yes. Yes.
All right. And, like you thought that this is perfectly appropriate. Did he look like a fisherman, Crowder?
No. And I assume through his stories he was telling that he didn't really get a chance to prepare for
right.
the trip because he had some Saturday night
well,
activities.
Well, that's why I was asking it. Like, was activities. That your planned fishing outfit, or did you just get caught up and that's what you happened to be wearing, and then the fishing trip came along?
No, anytime I go in public with Crowder, I always plan out what I'm going to wear.
All right. So that was that was thought out.
Converse? Yeah, well, I always wear that.
Let me ask, because I don't know all the questions that we're going to ask Jay Fig, but is what you guys brought a part of the questions? Because that blew my mind when y'all got
there. Well, let me get to that. Yeah, so let me get to that.
Okay.
Well, in fact, let's do it, and then whatever I miss out, we can go to. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play this little radio game show, and Jen Figueroa is going to get little snippets of the trip. She's going to have to guess whether it's true or false. By the way, my friend Brett over at Caneswear, he has graciously texted me and said, your prize can be any Miami Hurricanes shirt there at Caneswear for you for the upcoming season. Caneswear.com is the website, and they're in Davie if people want to go to their store. But he's going to give you a Miami Hurricanes t-shirt, Jen, if you get more right than wrong on this, all right? So you
crossing
have actual stakes. Because we all want to rep the Canes, and Caneswear's got it going on. And again, it's caneswear.com. And we love Brett. He's a good guy and a good listener to the show. So we appreciate him coming through with this, possibly for Jen. Do you have a big open for the fishing factoids game show, Solana?
The fishing trip with old tugboat. Well, Solana and Dan Day take it to the sea. The big fishing trip with the big tugboat.
My favorite part.
I don't know what's going on there.
Exactly.
All right. You understand how to play this game, Potty Mouth?
I'm so sorry, but yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you a little fact or falsehood about the trip. You tell me whether you think it's true or false, and this is a way we can all learn about the fishing trip. So, Crowder, it was you, T.J., Jarvis, and the captain and the first mate?
Yeah, Captain Scotty and then, Feltman. Dan, Tyler, I think the first
Tommy,
mate was. I never
Tommy,
met him before.
Tommy.
It was Tommy. I think it was Tyler, bro. You called the man Tommy all damn day. His name is Tyler.
That dude.
Because when I paid him at the end, I was like, Tommy. And he was like, my name's Tyler. And I felt bad because you told me his damn
right.
name was Tommy. Yes. So me, TJ Jarvis, Dan Solana, and the captain and the mate.
How did TJ and Jarvis, three guys I know, how did they like Solana and Dan?
I think they liked him for 7 hours. That last hour got rough. I think at a certain point you're around, you know, seven grown men for too long, and then it kind of just wears on you. So we were good for about seven and a half hours.
All right, that's good. That's longer than I expected. I thought one of them would have ended up overboard as chum.
Oh, well, I was close.
All right.
Dan had a chance. Bro, Dan has the worst sea legs in the history of time.
Terrible. I am so
he
beat
can't
up
stand
right
up.
Now. I couldn't. No, I fell in the bathroom five times.
He fell. He would just fall. We would stand there, and he would fall down, and everybody would look like, is he okay, bro? I'm like, why do y'all keep looking at me? I'm not holding him up. Why do you keep falling?
All right, Jennifer Figueroa, number one, Dan got fish guts all over. We saw that you guys caught a bunch of fish. Dan got fish guts all over his shorts, so Solana made Dan take his pants off for the ride home and put them in the trunk.
No lie, this sounds so true to me.
Saying true? Wrong, I'm sorry. Dan got to wear his pants home.
Nice shorts right there. It's my good shorts. Sunday shorts.
That's a good friend.
But if it was up
Jennifer.
To Dan, he would have been naked hours ago.
Correct.
Yes. Right. Jennifer, Dan took a 12-pack of beer. He did not drink or eat anything other than the 12-pack that he brought himself. The entire day. That is true.
No way. I brought way more than 12 beers.
Either way, you drank them all.
Crowder,
you
know I brought about like 20 beers, 25
And didn't eat anything. You never eat when we're out, Dan.
He doesn't eat.
Never.
I don't eat.
No water either. Like none.
Just beer.
You have to be very hydrated out on sea. Come on.
You know how when you do like a bullet check in war when everybody says how many clips you got left? You do a check. You do a check before you leave shore, you know, for 10 hours. When I looked and did my check, I was like, okay, what do we have? We have 60 beers, 3 bottles of water, some beef jerky, and 2 bags of chips. And it was 7 of us. Only thing Solana and Dande brought was beer. Solana brought some damn charcuterie tray and cheese and meat. Bro, it was just before we got on the boat, my mind was blown about what they thought a fishing trip was.
What?
He had cheese wrapped with prosciutto and saltine crackers.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? Who chooses
and
that
chips.
To come out on a boat?
I brought chips. I brought some sandwiches, some prosciutto wrapped mozzarella, and
some what? Mozzarella.
And
all right, Jennifer. Solana caught the most fish the entire day. True or false?
True.
Solana.
That's what he says. He
correct,
says it's true.
Solana. Come
is
on.
Is he lying?
He's lying.
What?
Is this a pride thing? Are you sure?
Crowder.
He's lying.
Crowder.
Solana.
Crowder.
Solana.
Crowder.
Solana. Y'all couldn't reel when we went deep dropping. Y'all couldn't reel them all the way up to the boat anymore. Y'all tapped out about halfway through the trip.
I'm the only one who reeled in the bonito. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, you know what? I'll say he did. You know what? Solana,
I have video proof of it. There's video.
I caught the most fish. That's
well.
What
let me jump.
Tell you, I got it right.
Who brought
the
biggest?
You did get it right.
The biggest.
You did get it right.
The biggest.
Thank you.
No,
we'll
but
see.
The biggest wasn't the question. I
right,
definitely
it was
caught
most.
The most fish. And Crowder is easily the best, most experienced fisherman, but he was being nice enough to let everybody
well,
else
let,
get
let
involved.
Let me jump ahead to this. True or false, Jennifer? The one time Dan Day touched a fishing rod, he got 2 fish on the line but could not reel them in, so Crowder stepped in and got them for him.
True.
That is apparently true.
It was hilarious. I picked it up and I was like, nothing here. Crowder goes, Dan, give me that. Let me. I thought it was nothing. I was just like, eh.
Really? This is exactly what happened. We were in 200 feet of water, so it takes it's hard to reel fish up from that depth, and they're not, you know, like it's weight, so it's not easy to do. So I go inside. Dan has the pole. Jarvis, who the hell is Jarvis, runs inside. He's like, Crowder, man, you need to come help Dan. I'm like, what? I thought the bastard fell again because he was falling all day. So I'm like, damn, Dan done fell and hurt himself. He's like, no, we go out. Dan, he just couldn't turn the reel anymore. He just tapped out.
You'd had enough, Dan.
Even really trying, though. That was the thing.
Imagine if he would have fallen in the water. Yeah,
God bless this kid.
Dan was gung-ho. He was out there ready to grab a pole. Then he grabbed it, and then it just went. It didn't go. It didn't turn over the way it was. But he was bruised up, so I give him a pass.
Jennifer, the captain of the boat, had a full leg tattoo of Angelina Jolie from Tomb Raider.
Oh my god, that's so specific. True?
Sorry, I made that up. Just wanted to see if I could get
so
you to
specific.
Believe that.
I mean,
it's the best lies to make. This is a very experienced liar you're talking to. Jennifer, the name of the boat, believe it or not, after all we've been through on this show, the name of the boat was Titanic 2.
Good lord. False.
Yeah, I made that up. Good job. I have one in here. Is that what it's called? Hound dog?
The hound dog, yeah.
Yeah,
I have one in here that says Dan Day fell over 10 times. We know that's true because Solana made sure to tell me that.
Maybe more.
I laid down. We were moving to go. We moved to go deeper and go dolphin fishing. So it's like a 45-minute ride. I went inside and laid in the middle of the ground because I'm just big and can't fit on the couch. I'm laying there. Dan, something falls and hits my stomach. And I wake up to Dan Day laying on me. And I'm like, Dan, why are you laying on me? Get off of me.
Just trying to pull the move on you.
No equilibrium, Dan? Do you have a bad equilibrium?
I mean, full disclosure, the 14 beers I had for lunch definitely helped. Yeah, I do have bad sea legs.
Yeah, that's so great. How about this one?
When Dan hit my chest, I thought somebody threw a cover on me because he's so little.
You pulled it up higher.
I grabbed his pants and tucked him up under my chin, and I found out it was Dan.
Jennifer, Crowder told me earlier today on the phone he really enjoyed spending time with Solana and thinks we're very lucky he's the executive producer of our show.
That is false.
You are correct.
I know I am.
I do feel and that way, just, Solana. Don't let him lie to you.
And you just won yourself a Miami Hurricanes t-shirt from Caneswear, caneswear.com. We love Brett over there. Thank you for giving us a t-shirt for JFig, and I will put you in contact with them. You can go to their website, Figgy, caneswear.com. Pick out something that you like. That was very nice of him to do that. Well, look at that. We learned a little bit about the fishing trip with Crowder, Solana, and Dan Day. So all in all, Crowder, would you go fishing with them again?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was fun. Like, we gave each other a hard time. And then, you know, Solana's reality check and Dan Day's sea legs. But it was all in good fun. We did have a great time. Everybody enjoyed each other. So, yes, they are invited on the next go.
Was Dan Day dressed noticeably out of place, though?
Yes, but my father-in-law came with us, and he always dresses like he's going to church. So he had on, like, slacks. So Dan Day with his club outfit on and my father-in-law with his slacks, like they look like they were supposed to be on the same boat.
And I'd like to point out that his father-in-law wore his water shoes. I didn't wear them because I didn't want to get ripped by Crowder the entire time, and I regret it because I would have been matching with his father-in-law, who I thought looked great in the water shoes, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
But isn't that Solana better to have on a boat anyway?
Water shoes?
I mean, you don't want to dirty the boat either.
But listen, it makes sense. But to be honest, if you're fishing and you hit the water, something went wrong. We never get in the water fishing.
Yeah. Right. Solana, can you put the fishing pictures up on the 790 and 560 Instagram pages?
Yep. Do it right now.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Can you yodel?
No, I'm Black Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.